Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 21st of May. Starting off with Cora Gold, where those looking for a slow burn type exposure to the gold price and gold stocks may want to look here. We've just broken this line of resistance from August last year at the 200-day moving average at 6.2 pence, and above that looking for a top of August 2019 price channel target as high as 14 pence over the next 2 to 3 months. Had a request for Big Dish, which is the next stock up here on the Heroes, and probably the point to note in the near term is the way that 1.1 pence is really the line in the sand. We had a bear trap below that for March and early April, but now that's been re-established so far as new support for the shares, and while we're above that, looking for a range between 1.1 and 2.5 pence over the near term, 2.3 pence being the 200-day moving average, hence that particular area and figure. On to Empire Metals, which I covered, I believe, earlier in the week. Here we've got a situation where we've got this rising trend channel from the, well, I suppose from February, looking for 2 pence initially and up to 3 pence as the near-term target over, the, let's say, the next month or so. And that target value while we hold above the 1.1 pence area, which is the floor of that 2020 price channel. Good stuff here from EnQuest, which is obviously a stock which has not been doing that well in the recent past, but just approaching or beating that neckline resistance at 13.96 pence. So an end-of-day close above that. And we're looking at the shares at least filling the gap up towards the 20 pence area. And perhaps as a best-case scenario, even hitting the top of a rising trend channel, which I am just drawing at the moment, at up to 35 pence over the next couple of months, I suppose, after we have broken that near-term basing triangle that's been in place for the last couple of months. So EnQuest looking quite encouraging. Galileo Resources, a stock which I said I was covering yesterday, but managed to forget. Here we've got a V-shaped bull flag based around the 0.8 pence area. While we hold above 0.8 pence, which was the old resistance from August last year, looking for a top of broadening triangle target as high as 1.4 pence over the next month or so. The positives here in terms of the moving average, moving averages rather, the way that we're in the run-up to a likely 50-day, 200-day golden cross, and the run-up to that's normally the strongest part in the cycle for a stock or market. IQAI on the radar today as well, with the way the shares have tried to break out of the recent range, I suppose, what's that, two and three quarters to 3.25 pence. Looking for a target here to retest early May resistance around 4.75 pence while we hold above the 50-day moving average at 2.75 pence. Positive here, the way that recent support has been tied in with the RSI holding above neutral 50. It's 54 at the moment, so that tends to be a leading indicator on upside for shares of this type. Motive Bio, a stock which has a lot of chat at the moment. Here you can see that stock had another go at breaking that initial May resistance. Didn't quite make it on that occasion, but the view at this stage is that at least while we're above the 200-day moving average at 0.77 pence, a range between that level and 1.5 pence plus should be on the cards. Mobile streams also of note today, the way that bouncing off the area of the 20-day moving average just below, well, just around the 0.3 pence area, rising trend channel can currently be drawn up to 0.3 pence, and looking for the top of the channel up to 0.55, probably once we get through 0.35, a similar chart to the one that we're currently seeing on Braveheart, so just getting stuck around the 20-day line. But as I said, a break of 0.35 should probably do the trick in terms of the next leg or next possible leg to the upside. Next up is Net Scientific, and here you can see that shares are worthy of inclusion just on the basis that we've been floating at and above the 200-day moving average at 5.65 pence for several weeks now. Above that, looking for a retest of the 10 pence area where we spiked to over the last month or so. So basically a 6 pence to 10 pence range for that particular situation. Thought I'd look at Union Jack Oil, which apparently has a lot of friends, but they haven't so far been able to get the shares off their recent lows that successfully. But the break of this resistance line there from February at 0.14 is the first sign of a potential move to the upside. The ideal scenario is that we head towards the top of a rising trend channel from November at 0.25 while we hold above 0.14 pence. A relatively new name in the recent past, which has started to get off the ground, is Verditec. Here we had yesterday a good clean close above the 200-day moving average at 3.4 pence. And while we're above that, looking for a 6.5 pence target at the top of a rising trend channel from as long ago as September. Best case scenario here, probably up towards the 12 pence area, which would be the top of a triangle formation that one can draw from the latter part of 2018. So if we can get up to 6.5 pence relatively quickly, 10 pence plus could be on the card. Stop loss on the whole bull argument there around the 3.4 pence area. Finishing off with a stock which has a spring in its step today. Here we've got a great breakout at VR Education after what was effectively an inverted head and shoulders formation from November up to this month. Current guess as far as where the stock could head is towards 20 pence, which would be the top of a rising trend channel from the middle of 2018. And that could be hit over the next few weeks. Stop loss on this buy argument currently around or just below the old high of 11 pence, which was the April peak. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.